Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Sunday, the 9th of June 2024. Today's topic is Thou Art the Man. Our text today is taken from 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 1 through 7. And the Lord sent Nathan unto David. And he came unto him, and said unto him, There were two men in one city, the one rich, and the other poor. The rich man had exceeding many flocks and herds. Verse 3. But the poor man had nothing, save one little ewe lamb, which he had bought and nourished up. And it grew up together with him, and with his children. It did eat of his own meat, and drank of his own cup, and lay in his bosom, and was unto him as a daughter. And there came a traveller unto the rich man, and he spared to take of his own flock and of his own herd, to dress for the wayfaring man that was come unto him, but took the poor man's lamb, and dressed it for the man that was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb fourfold, because he did this thing, and because he had no pity. Verse 7. And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and I delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. Key verse 2 Samuel chapter 12 verse 7a. And Nathan said to David, Thou art the man. In the olden days, bathrooms were not built within the houses. They were built nearby with no roof on top. From the roof of his house, David, the king, was able to see a woman bathing in the bathroom of a house near his own. He forcefully took her and committed immorality with her. He did not want the husband or anyone to know. He arranged and sent her husband to the battlefront where he was killed. But God knew and was very angry with David. He sent prophet Nathan to tell him his sin and the punishment that would come on him. Do not be deceived. God knows you are the one that did it. The thing you are hiding from others. David was a king, but God does not fear anyone. However, there is something you must learn from David. Immediately his sin was made known, he cried and asked God to forgive him. Psalm 51 is his prayer of repentance. Don't wait until your sins are discovered. Say sorry to the people you have wronged, and to Jesus too. He will forgive you and wash you clean from your sins. Prayer for today. I am sorry for trying to hide my bad behavior from you. Please forgive me, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 2 Samuel chapter 12 verses 10 through 13. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. Or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.